simply unacceptable that a government minister isn't willing to reassure the communities of Derrybeg and Bunbeg, of Burnfoot and Convoy and Moville, all communities which have been identified where the schemes have become financially unviable. Basically, the department and the OPW are saying that the cost of the flooding damage would be less than the cost of putting in flood mitigation or flood defences. And what the minister refused in questions that I put to him after hearing this news is he refused to give us how those villages and towns were scored. He refused to tell us the methodology that was used to determine the feasibility of the schemes, and he refused to give reassurance to me and to those communities that for those schemes that didn't, you know, reach the financial viability, that there would be any flood protection measures put in place. And that simply isn't good enough and has left these communities at the mercy of the weathers.
So you're saying there are genuine fears now that no work at all could be carried out, or does that remain to be seen?
Well, that was the third question that we put to him, you know, basically saying that where it is determined that a scheme doesn't make economic sense, we asked him to outline in detail what flood protection measures would be provided to those communities. And he simply failed to give any reassurance to communities where the proposed schemes in those five communities failed to satisfy the cost-benefit analysis, that any flood defences measures would be put in place. And that's not good enough. You know, they've looked at this on a spreadsheet, basically saying that it would cost $1.2 million to put in a structure here, and the cost to the flooding of the 10 or 12 houses, destroying, you know, a family's homes and all the other ancillary destruction that would go with it, would be less than putting in the flood defences. So it's kind of tough luck to those communities. And that's something that I am simply not willing to accept, and something that I'm going to pursue with this minister and with this government, because we can't have these towns and villages left to the mercy of the elements. And it's, you know, we all know about the problems of that they won't be able to get insurance on their homes and businesses. But the idea of having to, you know, wait every night or month, or waiting for the winter to wonder, is this the winter that is going to flood your house, ruin your home, and that knowing that the government that you pay taxes towards isn't going to do anything to protect your family and your homestead.